Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin, weather.utexas.edu. That's the website up at the university. It is Friday, the 6th day of May, 2022. Here are my audio weather thoughts. And in the wake of the storms yesterday across parts of the area, some parts of Williamson County saw some large hail in combination with some heavier rain. Georgetown Airport had over 1 inch of rainfall. Across the Austin area, rainfall was generally on the lighter side, between about a quarter and a half inch. I saw an isolated total, I think, in northwest Travis County on the LCRA hydromet system of about 3/4 of an inch. Wasn't all the rain that we need, but it was a blessing to at least get a little rain across the area. Folks, that upper-level disturbance and the weak cold front has made it into the area, into our southeast a little bit, but very quickly today it washes out. It's sensing yet another low-pressure area developing over the western U.S., and that is going to pull that front back northward, this time as a warm front. So while there's a little bit of break in the humidity, dew points are about 5 degrees lower than they were yesterday at this time. Folks, it's not going to hang around very long. The humidity, moisture are back from the Gulf of Mexico, and we'll be back in the humidity as we go into the weekend. One thing that is also going to change is an upper-level ridge will begin to establish itself overhead high in the atmosphere. Folks, that acts like a lid on the atmosphere. It's like putting a big lid on the pot, and of course, we heat up the land. We haven't had that much rain. We got a little bit of rain, but it'll hardly be noticeable here in a couple of days, and as a result, we're really going to see things warm up. And of course, that heat from below is trapped by the lid on the atmosphere. So as a result, we're going to be well into the 90s. We have pulled back the edge back on temperatures just a little bit in the overnight hours, but still expecting highs in the coming days, at least into the low and mid-90s today, and I think mid and upper 90s tomorrow on through Sunday and Monday. We may get close to 100, especially in areas to the west of Austin as we get through the weekend and into the first part of next week. Here is the sad note. This upper-level ridge of high pressure is going to hold. I do not see a mention of rain in the 7-day forecast for Austin and for South Central Texas. So short and sweet it is. It's going to be dry for the next 7 days, and temperatures will be well above seasonal averages. Folks, those are my audio weather thoughts on this Friday, 6th day of May, 2022. I'll take the weekend off. We'll update my text forecast on the website, along with my audio weather thoughts again on Monday. Hope you have a great Friday and a safe weekend.